Thank you. Great confidence. Thank you. Yeah. Maybe if you keep doing this, we'll keep winning, right? Because of that? Yeah, good. Oh, so you go against us this week? I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. Zach, Les, Paul, Jeff. I mean, who else is in the room here?
All right. Why are you going to win?
Good morning.
Why
we're going to win? Well, we got to execute, obviously. Comes down to just it's a long trip, how we handle our business, and we just got to focus on our jobs and detail our work and give us the best opportunity.
Doug, with Brandon Brooks, given how some of the stuff you had to work through last year, what have you seen from him and how he's bounced back and played so far this year?
I tell you, he fought through some things last year, fought through some. Personal issues that he's a warrior. You know, I mean, that's it's tough when and all these players go through a lot of personal things in their lives. You know, and that can hinder your performance on the field. And for him to bounce back like he's done, and gosh, he's played three really good solid games starting this season, and I just look forward to great things. I'm glad he's obviously on our team, and gives us a lot of stability there at the offensive line.
Well, unless your destiny be listed as out,
both of those guys will be listed as out.
Yeah. With only three defensive tackles, then does that mean you'll have a lot of ends moving inside to kind of fulfill that role?
We have there's a lot of flexibility here. We haven't made a final decision yet on that. We'll get through today's practice, obviously. Have a few more conversations with Jim and Chris, and go from there.
What about your defensive backs, Jalen and Corey?
Jalen and Corey will also be out of this football game.
Are you planning on traveling, Fletcher, or do you want to stay here for treatment?
I'd like for him to stay and get treatment. Really, all the guys that are out of the football game. General policy is they stay back and get treatment. I think it's more beneficial than being up on their legs and moving around, plus the long trip and, the altitude and all that. So, yeah, stay back and get the treatment that they need.
Is this looking like a multiple-week injury for Cox?
You know, it's he's actually feeling better today. I don't think so, personally. When I mentioned day-to-day, it's really day-to-day with him. And he is feeling better, though, even today.
What's the challenge that
it's going to present, not having a key figure like him in the lineup this Sunday?
Yeah, you know, somebody like Fletcher definitely draws a lot of double teams. You know, people slide protection that direction, things of that nature. And so it can affect you a little bit, but at the same time, if teams now don't do that, it does free up some of our one-on-one matchups, with the defensive line. And I think with our ends and getting pressure there sometimes can help sort of take a little pressure off, even when Fletcher's in there. You know, these guys have been able to take some pressure off of Fletcher, and the next guy, Bo Allen and Tim Jernigan, and these guys are really going to have to step up and fill that gap, and they've done a nice job.
How was Barner Book return to punts in practice
yesterday? He's looked good, and then we're continuing to work some of our other guys on the roster there, but yeah, he's got a lot of confidence. I've got confidence in him. He's done it before, so he's done a nice job.
Doug, with the RPOs, what schemes and teams have you been studying to get those implemented here, and how far back do you go with your knowledge of those?
My first introduction to it was obviously back in Kansas City when Alex Smith came to us. You know, he used some of that in San Francisco when he was there, and then we started the more you study the college film, in the off season when you're looking at college players for the draft, you get ideas and things that you could possibly implement into your offense. And that's where you can get a lot of ideas from, for me it was back in Kansas City with Alex and what he had done in San Francisco and studying him even when he was a free agent, you know, back then.
Did you talk to Andy or any of the coaches in Kansas City about what it was like playing in this stadium last week?
I have reached out, and you know, they said it's different. It's different. You know, it's obviously the smaller crowd, smaller venue. It's not what the actual norm is, you know, for a typical game day. You know, you're looking at 27,000-28,000 people. You know, it's a smaller venue, so it feels a little more that intimate feeling when you're there. They really enjoyed the atmosphere. It is pretty exciting, though. I think the biggest thing they mentioned was just the crowd size, you know, just and the noise just wasn't the same as playing in a 60 or 70,000 seat stadium.
You go back 2 weeks ago when Jake Elliott missed that 30 yard on the side. What are you thinking at that time about the kicker?
You know, really just we're you still got to show confidence. I showed confidence. You know, it's something that you know things, especially young rookie players, mistakes are going to happen, and you know he understands that. He of course he bounced back and he's drilled some big kicks. You know, even outside the one last week, there were some big kicks that he's made so far this season. So I just got to continue to show the confidence and keep putting them out there. And anytime we get an opportunity to kick, we're gonna kick, you know, and try to get those three.
So getting Rodney back, not only does that obviously help having him on the field, but how much does that help keeping a lot of other people kind of in a more comfortable spot in the secondary?
It's real, you know, it's comforting knowing that you don't have to move so many pieces, you know, now having him back there and having, you know, I thought, first of all, I thought Maragos did a nice job last week, you know, stepping up and playing and you know, now he can go back, you know, to special teams, being that backup safety and that role that he's comfortable in as well. But having Rodney and Malcolm back there and still having, you know, Razul and Jalen and some young corners out there, really the communication is solid, you know, and they can really get these guys lined up. And you know, that's really, to me, that's – it's like on offense. If you can just line yourself up, your chances of executing that play or that defense to perfection go up. So it's great to have him back in that lineup.
What are the ways that you can help Carson and he can help himself in terms of preparation, in terms of holding the ball too long, which is a distinctive thing, I guess. Is there anything he can do to kind of work on that?
You know, Coach DeFilippo puts him through some quick release drills and different types of drills to try to simulate, you know, getting the ball out of his hand faster and things of that nature. And listen, you know, there's times when you're going to have to hold it. The protection's solid, and you know, hey, give them credit. They cover our receivers, and there's really nowhere to go with the football. You know, the parts that you want to continue to grow is obviously his ability to scramble and extend plays with his legs, and that's what he's done even in these first couple of weeks. So. Do you want him to hold the ball? No, but at the same time, if he has to, look for running lanes and then protect himself from there.
After the Chargers played the Chiefs last week, who does it benefit more? Because they're going to see a similar offense this week, but you guys also have the tape of how they attacked that type of offense.
It's similar in some ways. You know, you got to understand Kansas City, Tyreek Hill's a special player, and they can move him around. And DeAnthony Thomas, you watch that film, and they move those two guys around a lot. And you know some of the things that they do. So there's some, you know, a little familiarity. But I think we present a couple of different, you know, with Alshon on the outside and Torrey and Nelson and Zach. I think there's some similarities there. But at the same time, you know, I think Kansas City's offense is a little more geared towards the RPO with Alex and some of the moving parts that they have, and ours has that capability, but that's not, you know, it's not our staple, let's say. They'll probably go back and look at some things not only that we've done this year, but maybe even in my past, and you know, they're familiar with me. I mean, they're familiar with Frank as well, you know, offensively. They'll see some similar formations, but I think overall at the end of the day, it's still going to be a little bit different presentation for them.
I believe the statistic is that there's only two teams in the NFL over the last 2 years who scored more than 20 points a game, two teams beyond you. So you're third in the last 2 years. What does that say for the offense that you're behind Atlanta and New England in the NFL over the last 2 years scoring 20 or more points?
Well, it's a credit to the players, credit to the coaches, obviously. You know, it's something that we put an emphasis on, and we have to score points. And we talk about it in the spring. We try to execute it in training camp, and, you know, that's something that and it's not just offensively. Special teams is a big part of that. Defense is a big part of that. So, you know, we know offensively that, hey, our job is to score touchdowns. I mean, that's the offensive's job. And then if you can get that pick six or a scoop and score fumble, a special teams return, that just adds, that's the bonus to it. So it's just a credit to the guys, the way we work. I think the way they detail their work, the way the coaches prepare our players, you know, it's just a credit to all those guys.
Doug, how are you going to handle the national anthem this week?
Well, first of all, I really appreciate the organization and the players and how we handled it last week. I thought by the interlocking of the arms and showing that unity as an organization was tremendous. We haven't had, you know, those types of conversations yet going forward into this week. And so we haven't made a decision yet as to the direction that we're going to go. And I know we're going to have some conversations later today and tomorrow on that.
All right. Thanks, Doug.